Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
At the moment, postnatal care often ends at just 6 weeks. But for many women, that's exactly when the struggle starts. Ailish Gormley is a maternal mental health advocate based in Sligo, and she founded the Year of Care campaign to call for a year-long comprehensive postnatal support system for mothers in Ireland. So how can we build better access to mental health services to help new mums feel less alone? Ailish joins me in studio now. Ailish, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
And as with many campaigns, this began with a personal story. Tell me what happened in your life after your second child.
Yeah, so I'm mum to two wonderful children. I have to get the two names in there. Irla, who's nearly 12, and Kriya, who is nearly 4. I suppose I've had a couple of significant challenges in my journey through parenthood or motherhood so far. When Irla was 7 months old, I became a single parent. So I navigated that journey. And then when Kriya was around 6 months old, I developed postnatal depression. It was a feeling that was very foreign to me. I didn't really know what was happening with me. I felt very isolated, very alone. I had a great support network and family and my partner, but I just felt I couldn't talk about it because I didn't fully understand what was going on, and I didn't feel that there were spaces there for me to open up and share, because it can be quite, there's quite a stigma around mental health in general, but mother's mental health, and it can be quite, it can be quite daunting talking about that out loud. So I just didn't feel spaces existed for me to share how I was feeling.
And can you articulate how you were feeling at that time?
Yeah, I suppose I just lost my lust for life, my joy for life. I'm generally a very happy person, very upbeat. And I just noticed kind of this darkness, is how I would describe, just creeping in, where I couldn't find joy in the things I would normally find joy in, including my children. And the way I sum it up is every day I really just couldn't wait to go to bed at 8 o'clock, 8:30 when the kids were gone to sleep, just to get in, pull the covers up and just be on my own. That was where I was at. I just felt really lonely, and I just didn't have the words to describe how I was feeling. So that was kind of that. That's how it felt for me, I suppose. Every day was just about getting to the end of that day.
And I think with anything like that, you start to almost justify it, because obviously you're a busy mum of two. You mentioned personal things going on in your life. Sometimes we're trying to work on top of it. There may be aging parents or other stresses going on, and we start to say, well, maybe this is just parenthood, or maybe this is just life.
Yeah, and I think, you hit the nail on the head there. Mothers carry so much in general. We're so used to just carrying so many different things, as you say, so many different things, like aging parents and small children and our jobs and everything else. So you just kind of get on with things. And I found that's what I was doing for a very long time, was just kind of pushing through, getting on, until I realised I just can't. I can't push on anymore. I can't, it just kind of came to a head.
And I think that's why it's important for us to say that. Because yes, life can get tough. Yes, we all have bad days. We all have days where, we feel low energy, low mood, that things are getting on top of us. But it's that flatness, yeah, that no joy in life, and that being consistent is a time, no matter whether this is postnatally or at any time in your life, it's time to reach out for help and support. So who did you turn to first?
So actually, I turned to myself, to be quite honest. To be honest, my story, one evening my son was going to football, and it was a dark, miserable evening. And to be honest, I just needed to get out of the house, but I'm not a runner. I wasn't a runner. And I just said, I'm going to throw on the shoes and I'm going to try and just do a bit of running, really just to clear my head. And I ran 5K that evening, and I came home and I could feel a small shift in myself. It sounds, it sounds so simple, but I could feel that there was just a little shift in myself. So I do laugh. I did say I was like Forrest Gump. I kept running. I chased that feeling. I realised that movement was key for me. And the more that I ran, the better that I felt, the more that I got out and that movement. And it wasn't until kind of months later, I went to my GP and I told her what had been going on. And I was in a much better place then, but I told her what had been going on. And she said to me, Ailish, that was postnatal depression, and you were going through a really, she knew kind of about our family life, and she said you were going through a really tough time and you had a small baby and it was postnatal depression. That's what was going on for you. And she said, it sounds like you're doing really well now, but if you need to come back at a later stage, do. But she said, just keep doing what you're doing. So that's what I kept doing, and I felt much better.
So when did you begin to think, I need to speak out for other women who may be in my position?
Yeah, so when I came out the other side of it, I started kind of thinking about, how lonely I had felt and how I didn't feel that even though I had great support networks, I still didn't feel like I could talk to them about what was going on. And then I started thinking, how many other women feel like this? How many other mothers are feeling like this? So I decided to share my personal story online. I created an Instagram page called Ardu. Ardu is the Irish for Rise. And that was kind of, I wanted to create like a maternal mental health project where I am in Sligo and share my story and let other mothers know that they weren't alone. And I shared my story online, and afterwards I was really apprehensive. I thought, what have I done? You know, I come from a small rural village where everybody knows everybody, and I run a business in that village, and I kind of thought, God, what am I doing letting this out, the cat out of the bag, kind of. But after I shared it, I was inundated with messages from people in my own community, messages from Sligo, messages from people further afield, just saying thanks, you know, thanks for sharing your story. I felt like that. And Then I started organising sea swims and walk and talks and running groups, wellness events, all in Sligo, just to bring other mothers together, because what I really wanted to create was that community, that space that I felt was missing. And I seen over and over again, you know, women coming together and talking to each other and sharing stuff, you know, out in the sea, you know, they'd be out in the sea and they'd be, oh, I went through that as well, you know, yeah, I, you know, and it was just that light bulb. I just realised, you know, this community, peer support, it's so important when you just don't feel as alone. And so that was 2 years ago now, and we're still going strong. It's amazing. And I've met hundreds of women through that. And I suppose it was meeting hundreds of women and them sharing their stories with me then that made me think, okay, community is great and it's very important, but we need and we deserve more than community alone. We need extra support.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? Because it is one thing, as you say, to have that peer support and to be able to share it openly within your own community. But we need to have the structures in place so that the minute you started feeling that flatness, you were like, I know where I need to go, or I have the public health nurse coming next Tuesday because it's going on beyond the 6 weeks and I'm going to talk to her about it. So tell us what we have now and where some of those gaps exist.
Yeah, so to start with, I suppose it's important to give a little bit of context in terms of, you know, statistics where we're at in Ireland. So Make Mothers Matter, they're an NGO, a European NGO, and they recently conducted a study with close to 10,000 mothers, including Irish mothers. And Irish mothers rank nearly highest in anxiety and burnout in Europe. 77% stated feeling mentally overloaded. That study was just done at the end of 2024. And in Ireland, 15 to 25% of mothers in Ireland experienced some form of depression in the first 12 months. But interestingly, the peaks in depression have been observed at 6 and 12 months postpartum. So currently, we have our final checkup is at 6 weeks postpartum. So, you know, we can see that when it's peaking at 6 months and 12 months, that 6 week checkup is no good to all of those women who don't experience anything in the first 6 weeks. I think for a lot of us, any mother will know you're only finding yourself and figuring out who you are in those first 6 weeks. You know, everything is such a blur and such a haze. So to think that care drops off after those 6 weeks, you know, it's just not good enough for many mothers.
And the National Maternity Strategy here in Ireland 10 years ago did a report in which they highlighted gaps here. Has anything changed since then?
Yeah, no. So sadly, so the strategy did suggest that a review should be undertaken to look at the maternity and infant care scheme. So that's the scheme that provides antenatal care and the postnatal care up to 6 weeks. And it was agreed in the strategy that that should be reviewed. It hasn't been reviewed since 1994. But that review was meant to happen and it's been postponed. It has been postponed a number of times. So really a starting point is that needs to happen. You know, we're 10 years on from the National Maternity Strategy. And, you know, speaking about the National Maternity Strategy, within it as well, you know, the establishment of a mother and baby unit was recommended. And, you know, that's sadly hasn't happened either, which means that mothers who are struggling with their mental health have to be admitted to a psychiatric hospital and they can't bring their children. And, you know, England has 19 mother and baby units and Scotland has 2. And I just think it's crazy in 2025 that Ireland is still only talking about one. You know, we're still no further into having one.
And I think it's important to point out as well that we keep talking about women and mothers because obviously they're the ones who are physically going through this process and this experience. But this impacts everybody in their life. So this is impacting the children. This is impacting the fathers or the partners involved in this relationship and rippling out. So this doesn't impact just one person. This impacts everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think being honest, historically, we don't have a very good track record of looking after women and looking after mothers in this country. You know, when you take the mother and baby homes and the stigma around unmarried mothers and, you know, the marriage bar and, you know, the pressure of traditional gender roles. And a big part of it as well, you know, the underrepresentation of women in Irish politics. And I think that has a lot to do with it because, you know, if decisions are being made without women at the table or without mothers at the table, which is still happening, you know, then the systems don't see mothers and they don't protect them and they don't understand what care looks like without having women and mothers at the table, you know, being a part of those decisions. And, you know, we feel the aftershocks of that today, I think, in our policies, in how underfunded maternal care is, the lack of services, and in how women's health is so often overlooked and deprioritised.
And I do feel very lucky to be a woman in this generation and in this country, but there is still a huge pressure on women in modern society to have it all, to be it all. And especially when you become a mother, it's not a given that you are going to become pregnant. And, you know, we talk about it often on the show here, the fertility struggles people go through. So it can be difficult to put your hand up and say, I'm not coping here. I have everything I have ever wished for and I'm not coping. But it's not that you're not grateful. It's not that you're not happy. This is a medical condition. This is something that can, with support, be overcome. And that's why we need to break down that stigma and normalise this. And it's having those structures in place, like you're saying, the clinics, this is where we go, and it being talked about more and more and more, that will really take the pressure off. So what are you calling for in a year of care?
Yeah, so I suppose the Year of Care campaign is calling for comprehensive year-long postnatal support. That's the main ask. And underneath that, I suppose what we're looking for is, when we're talking about extending postnatal care to a full year, there's many branches off that. So I suppose extending checkups past 6 weeks is the first thing, so that mothers have regular checkups if they wish. They might not wish to, but you know that there is somebody checking in them maybe at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, that there's mental health screenings and access to physical recovery services from others. And importantly, one full year of paid maternity leave as well. I speak to so many women where the pressure of having to go back to work at 6 months, leave their baby, you know, with a childminder or in a creche because they have a mortgage and, you know, they have financial commitments that they have to go back to work. And that can be a breaking point for many mothers as well, that feeling, you know, at 6 months of having to leave their small baby. So I think that's something really important. Ireland is way behind in terms of other countries, in European countries, in terms of our maternity leave.
Childcare that we... Not that we can trust. I'm not saying there's not brilliant creches and childminders out there, but I was only sitting chatting to somebody at an event this week, and she was saying looking for somebody to mind her son. Her own mother was saying to her, surely there's loads of mothers who aren't working around. And she was like, Mum, there isn't, because we have two income households that are needed because of the price of houses now. There isn't really anybody around. So we have been pushing the government around childcare, because there are women who want to go back to work and then just don't feel they have the support system there. And I loved what you said as well about the physical support, because in places like France, getting a physio straight after giving birth is essential, because there can be all kinds of physical issues which are continuing, which can have a knock-on effect on your mental health. So, I mean, when you start reading it out, you do start to think, why is this not available?
Yeah, and I mean... In terms of other countries and what they do, like when you see, it's very disheartening to see, like, as you say, it's a privilege to live in this country. As you say, as a woman, we're very lucky, but in a lot of ways we're very behind. Like, we're very behind the times in a lot of ways, and I think there's a lot of learning that can be done from looking at other European countries and looking to the UK as well. You know, I had my son Earla, I had him in the UK, and the difference that I felt, you know, that was nearly 12 years ago, but then having my second child in Ireland, you know, I felt a huge difference in the care that I received. And that's not to say, you know, as you say, we have no more than the creches. We have fantastic services and fantastic midwives and nurses, but it's just the level of care was definitely different. And I think, and another key ask of the campaign then is building community-based support networks. So I think that is key. And as I said, it's not alone, it's not enough. We need real support and we need real, you know, a system that supports us and cares for us. But community-based support networks are really important for women as well throughout Ireland, because care is patchy. It depends on where you live, the access to services that you have, and financially as well. You know, some people can afford, you know, extra care, extra support, and some people can't, and that it shouldn't be like that.
So where are you at with this, and how can we get behind you?
Yeah, so we had our official launch in Sligo in May of the campaign, and then we're having a Dublin launch at the end of September. There'll be more details on the launch coming on the website and on the social media channels soon, so it'll be great for people to get behind it. At the moment, you know, there's lots of organisations coming in behind it and saying, yeah, this is something we need. Like, even in terms of, I suppose, you know, the year of care is also about protecting vulnerable women, you know, during one of kind of the most high-risk periods of their lives. And we know that domestic violence often begins and escalates after or during pregnancy and after birth. So regular postnatal check-ins, you know, create a real opportunity to spot signs of abuse and offer support and connect women to services, you know, before things escalate. And the same for lone parents who are, you know, often juggling recovery and trauma and isolation on their own. The year of care is another opportunity for them to check in. So yeah, lots of organisations are kind of getting behind it. Lots of healthcare providers and women. So you can follow the campaign online on Instagram and Facebook, the Year of Care campaign. And you can also check out the website, is the yearofcare.ie. And I encourage, you know, mothers or anybody that's interested to get in touch with me to share your story. It's a grassroots movement, so I think together is how we build the change and keep working together.
Well, you are some woman for one woman. Thank you for doing what you are. Yearofcare.ie, mental health and maternal advocate Eilish Gormley, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna, Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.